by far my favorite time of the year. It's great to be here. When there was no Tachnun this afternoon at Mincha, I felt literally drunk in my Mincha Shmona Esrei. And the Oiris, the Kedusha of these Yomim, is so enormous. Anyone who wants any levels, Madregas and Avodas Hashem, you can get them during this period of time. Freebies. As the Arizal says, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, it's mamish like this. And there's a big Nisayan. There are people who get distracted because the Yetzer Hara wants them to miss out, and they spend their whole days figuring out, should they dress like a girl, should they not dress like a girl, right? Should they, all sorts of interesting questions. I don't want to say them out. I'm not going to say them out. You know, should I dress like a burka lady? Should I not dress like a burka lady? That was the other one that came up. But I'll call upon him. There's a big Yetzer Hara to lose these days. If a person is making himself from Rosh Chodesh, we're here, till Purim, Purim will be in a different stratosphere. I'm getting there. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And I hope we'll all go there together. But the more a person chazers morning Seder at night, the more a person gets into second Seder, the more they'll be ready for Purim. And there's going to be a big Yetzer Hara to try to pull you out. Don't listen. The party is with whoever takes these days to be Mechen B'Kedusha. So let's continue. We're not changing our topic. We're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, but we're in Purim. So we're going to have to figure out what to do. And the truth is that this is the time to discuss Tefillah. This is the Yontif of Tefillah. The famous Rambam, in the Minyan on Mitzvahs, he brings a Hakdama over here in the Minyan on Mitzvahs that's located in the Sefer Yad HaChazakah, and he says, "What's the idea of Megillah? Tzivu likreis haMegillah b'Einasa." The Chacham commanded the reading of the Megillah at its time. Kidei lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise Hashem. V'tshuay she'asalanu, and the salvation that He gave us. V'haya karoiv l'shaveinu, Hashem was close to our screaming out. Kidei levarchoi, in order to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lahaloloi, praise Him. V'kidei lohaydia, to make a banner, to raise a flag, to let everyone know. Lidoyros, for generations. She'emes masha hivtichanu ba'Torah. It's true what the Torah promised. Ki mi god goy gadol asher elokim kroivim elav. Who has a Hashem that they're so close to? Kashem elokeinu, like our boirei olam, b'chol kareinu elav. That when we call to Him, He listens. We're like this with boirei olam. We're like this with boirei olam. Purim is a gilui of the connection of Klal Yisrael with Boirei Olam. And the question is, why? Why? We're always connected with Hashem on all the Yom Tovim, right? Kriyas Yamsuf, we were mispalel over there, Hashem heard our cries, right? I'm sure the Hanukkah story, there's crying, there's always crying. Why is this the Yontif that shows that Hashem's so close to us? And the reason is because this Yontif is the furthest we've ever felt from Hashem. The furthest in Jewish history, perhaps. So, so far. Let's try to understand Purim in its historical context. Okay? Purim is the Yontif of Galus. Even though Hanukkah happened in Bayis Sheni later, but it was a happy time. There was a second chance. We were given another Beis HaMikdash. Purim is in Galus Bavel. It's the first time we've ever been kicked out of our house. Kicked out by Hashem. And if you think that, well, now we're kicked out. No. Now we're already used to it. We were born into this situation. We love it here. There's sushi. There's plenty of things. There's coffee. We have everything. Coffee and sushi. What else do you need? Right? We're happy. But imagine living at a time where Hashem says, "Go away! Get out of here!" It's a pachad. Klal Yisrael was thrown out. And the depression was a depression of of a national degree, of a nitzchi, of an eternal degree. We had a tzad that Borei Olam abandoned us. The Goyin explains, Esther min haTorah minayin. I'll cover my face. Klal Yisrael wanted to know, where's the makor for Esther? Means, where's the makor that Hashem's around for us when he's hidden? Esther min haTorah minayin. And we need a pasuk to prove it. But we didn't even know where Hashem was in this. We were thrown out. And to make things worse, Rabosai, the Goyim were counting year by year. They knew there was a 70-year galus. And they were nervous. They were nervous because they knew after 70 years, the Jews are going back home to Abba. And they counted. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? They get there. Right? You think New Year's was a party. Imagine Shushan at year 70. Okay? They counted. Year 70. There's no God of Israel. Woo! Party time! Sudas Achashverosh. Take out the Kalim Shoinim! Let's get all the klisharis. Let's put on the big day kahuna. And Klal Yisrael were in such a depressed state, they even went to such a party. You know, like when you feel like you really went off the derech, so like, might as well go to the party against us. Right? The party celebrating our rejection from Borei Olam. Can you imagine what was going on? Imagine how broken we were. Totally rejected. Experiencing that. People who were there by Bayis Rishon, who saw that, now coming to this place, not knowing what's going to happen. Rachmana Litzlan. And there's a kapitel Tehillim that Esther said. And it's the kapitel that we say is the Shir Shel Yoim. The Shir Shel Yoim of Purim. And it's so powerful. A person can't run out of shul for this. You have to be there and say this slowly. It's so, so powerful. Lam natseach ala yeles hashachar. Right? As dawn is coming. The darkest time of night is right before dawn. Mizmor le David. Keili, Keili! My God, Borei Olam, Keili is Lashon Chesed. Rashi writes, it says over here, Keili is the one Hashem, you love me. Hashem, you love me. Lama azavtani, you've totally left me alone. Rachlik mishuasi divrei shagasi. Says the Malbim, Divrei Shagasi Yerachok, you don't hear me! I'm screaming! Anybody home? Huh? Hello? 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 Hashem? Nobody's here! Lamas of Tani! Can you imagine? It's almost sounds like apikorsis to daven this way. This is how Esther felt. Chazal tell us. She went into the base tzlamim to deal with Achashverosh. Imagine you go into this place with all these gods, these scary Persian gods. You know, like those really scary ones, right? Or imagine today, like, Yashka's all over. And the Shekhinah left her. She's on her own. How would you feel if you came into a room filled with gods and your god left you? That wouldn't make you feel very good. Say Chazal right there. Borei Olam, look at all these getchkas. You're leaving me because of them? What does it look like? Rachmana Litzlan. What team are you on? Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. And the Malbim continues. The Malbim says, why is this kapitel called Ayeles HaShachar? He says something so poetic and so beautiful. Why is this mizmar called Ayeles HaShachar? Shehu ha'or ha'ila mi'mizrach u'meiris ha'ofel. The Ayeles HaShachar is that beam of light that removes the darkness. And mitzayin chizek bitachon. It's the symbol of belief and trust in Hashem. Godol hashkoch of anes. Lachen kara mizbar b'shem ayelos hashachar. Watch this. V'hanikuda hamatzranis. And the ayelos hashachar, dawn, is the border. Bein choshech v'in v'or. Between darkness and light. Bein hatzara v'atshua. From total despair and salvation. Hayeyush! Totally giving up. Vabitachon. Vaharifyan? being without any koiches vahagvura, and being infused with new life. This is Purim. Purim was happening at a dark, dark moment. And until Borei Olam had the light there, we weren't sure that Borei Olam was listening. Rachmana Litzlan, Keili, Keili Lamas of Tani. And I'm going to tell you a Davar Naira. This is a Davar Naira. It's Rav Isaac Chaver, who's the Pesh Lishi from the Vilna Gaon, the Talmud of Rav Menachem Mendel Mishklov, who is the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and Rav Shimon Miastropoili, the big Makubal, say the same thing. What is this Keili Keili, this double Lashon? Keili Keili Lama Azav Tani. Say these Gedoyle Eilam, a Davar Naira Admaid. Davar Naira Admaid. This is in the Drush Leparshas Beshalak of Rav Isaac Chaver. There are two things that we count on. One of them is Yisrael. We're Yisrael. We're Klal Yisrael. We're connected with Hashem. And the other thing is we're totally attached and wired to everything. And all the Bria is helping us, including all the Malachim. In fact, there's a Malach all the way up there who helps our Tfilas named Michael. And he's Makriv Karbanis up there in the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala, and all of the neshamas of tzaddikim, different pshatim, either karbanos or neshamas, and he's mala everything l'ratzon for us. He's on our team. So we've got ourselves, Yisrael, and we've got Michael. We've got all the malachim, all the way up to Michael, helping us. Says Rav Isaac Chaver, Rav Shimon Miastropoili, if you take the word Yisrael, and you take out the keili, take the word Yisrael and take out the keili, my Borei Olam, you're left with the word Rash, which is an impoverished person, a poor man. If you take the keili out, he's a wimp, he's a nothing, he's a nobody, he's a shmata, he's a loser, he's a reject. If you take the word Michael and you take the word Keili out of Michael, he's a mach, he's downtrodden. And says Rav Shimon Miastropoili that this is pshat in the Medrash. This is pshat in the Medrash. There's a strange Medrash. Mipnei man ischaivu sonem shel Yisrael shalosa ador klia. Mipnei shenasu mach virash. They became downtrodden and impoverished. When Esther heard this, she said, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. If somebody wants to become a Yid, and you want to be Makar of them, you could be Makar of them with this Rav Shimon Miastropoili, but they'd have to stay in yeshiva longer than just Bible codes. But this is unbelievable. Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. Yisrael, we lost our connection, it seemed, to Borei Olam. And we find that this was the Gilui of Purim, is that Hashem is with us even when we're the biggest rejects ever in the history, the biggest losers, kicked out of the house. Hashem says, I listen to you. I care about you. And I was thinking, the Gemara says that Mordechai is Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. The Gemara says, Ben Yair, Sheheir Einem Shel Yisrael B'Tfilah. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshamu Tfilasai, Ben Kish, Shehikish Dalte Rachamim, is knocking for on the Dlasas for Rachamim. What does it mean that he was davening with all these things? The Gon says he used all of his senses. He used his eyes, he used his ears. Well, what does it mean that he was Heir Einem Shel Yisrael B'Tfilasai? I used to read it that because of his davening, Klal Yisrael was saved. So he was illuminated their eyes with his tefillah. I don't think that's the pshat, Rabbi Isai. You know what I think pshat is? He taught us that Hashem cares about us. He's taught us that when you daven, Hashem listens. Not to be miyayish. He was meir einenu, b'tfiloso. He brightened our eyes that we can do this. Hashem is connected to us. Even in this situation. And this is Purim. This is Purim, and this is why the davening on Purim is so important. It's so beautiful. How many people daven Vasikin? How many people daven Vasikin in our yeshiva on Purim? Because everyone knows on Purim, the losers and the rejects win. When you daven on Purim, you're megala that even if I was somebody not to listen to, Hashem, you care about me. I'm attached to you. I'm attached. And this is a major part of the avodah of Purim, is the davening. People who come drunk, this is just a parenthetical, this is not the topic, but people who come drunk from Ramat Beit Shemesh and they come to the Megillah drunk because they wanted to chap two Purims. So aside from the halachic issues involved and how the Megillah is just like, they're like this. Boo! 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 Like they're just waiting for Haman. Boo! Boo! That's the least of the embarrassing things I've seen. Right? But it's such a lost opportunity. If you have a sister who needs a shidduch, you can't afford to do that. Because you can pierce through every level, every rakia, all the way to the Kisei HaKavod and get your sister a shidduch. That will be your shalach manas that year. You can do it. You can do it. This is a day where everyone becomes a Rebbe. There was one year where I was geyser that somebody should get a baby. And now they consider me a Rebbe in their family. And then I realized, so first I thought, wow, I was really drunk. And then I realized, you know, maybe I am a Rebbe on Purim. Anybody can be a Rebbe on Purim. Because Klal Yisrael is connected to Borei Olam. And now we're coming, we're still working. We're coming to the bracha that we're working on today. Shema Kaleinu. Siddur. Everything else is here, but the Siddur. Shema Kaleinu. This bracha. What is the bracha of Shema Kaleinu? What is this bracha? What bracha are we saying over here? Hashem, listen to us. Listen to us. We've just been davening and davening and davening and davening. Now you come. This is the grand finale, right, of your bakashas. Listen to me. Listen to me? What's this bracha v'chla? The answer is, this is the Purim bracha. This is the Purim bracha. You know what you're saying to Bayri Eilam? Hashem, care about me. What does it mean to listen to someone? You know how hard it is to get someone to listen to you? There are a lot of people listening, like, He's not listening to you, right? There's that old trick. You say, hey, Shimmy, you're not paying attention. He goes, yes, I am. And Rava says this, and Abai's, like, it's the old trick. The mind is capable of remembering the last sentence that somebody says. They're like, see, I was paying attention. That's not paying attention. It's just a trick. You could always hear the last thing. Rava says this, and then they're like, hey, look, I did it, I'm proud. You weren't listening. You know how hard it is to listen? To care, Borei Olam, care about me. And of course, Borei Olam does, but we're in a dark place. We're in a dark place. And Borei Olam, I've just opened my heart to you. I've told you everything I need in life, but are you listening to me? Are you listening? And it's not pasha. It's something that confused Klal Yisrael during this Zman of Purim. And it's something that sometimes there's a derech of hashkacha that seems like Hashem is not listening. And if you don't daven for him to listen, it might look like Kaylee, lama azavtani. It might look like, why isn't she getting a shidduch? Why isn't she having a baby? Why am I not getting a shidduch? Why can't I understand anything? Why does everybody seem to understand the sugya before me? Why is my head made out of wood? Where are you, Borei Olam? I came to Eretz Yisrael to shteig. Why do I have all these friends who bring me down? And I'm always trying to get away from them. They always pop up at the worst situations. Where are you? Shema Kolenu. Shema Kolenu. And it's even more than that. What is Kolenu? Shema Kolenu? Shema Kolenu? What's a kol? A kol is not words. A kol is the voice. Is the voice. You're telling Borei Olam the following thing. Borei Olam, I know what you're thinking. That I don't know what I'm doing when I daven. And I'm not worth listening to. I'm a strange person. I can't even get my thoughts together. But Borei Olam, don't listen to my words. Listen to my voice. listen to my voice. Rabbi Yisrael Eliel Weintraub Zatzal, in his Biurim on Nefesh HaChayim, in Shar Beis Perek Yud, says that someone who's mute has a voice. A voice is the most pnimi part of a person. Bayre Elam, don't listen to what I'm saying. Sometimes I ask for the dumbest things. And sometimes I say the dumbest things. Just listen to me. Lately, my daughter has been in the crib. In the beginning of this month, she was saying, Abba, come. Right, Chevy? Now she's reading a book in her crib. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's pretending she's reading. But she's babbling and babbling. I love it. I don't know a word she's saying. But I love hearing Chevy's voice. Ki koylech arif. I don't care what she's saying. I just love it. It's gevaldik. Bayri Elam, try to go deeper. Listen to our kol. Listen to our kol. Shema koleinu. And it's even more than that. The Mabit in Beis Elokim says, what does it mean to listen to our voice? Ki gam shelo kivnu karoy b'tfilasenu. Even though we don't have kavana properly, sheyishma kol, just listen to the empty voice, the empty words. Gam ki akol hi b'li kavana. Even though the word it's empty, no kavana. And then he brings, this is a shout out for the Nusach Svard, ki ata shomea tfilas kol peh. You listen to the tefillas of every mouth. Frek the Mabit, and it works in Nusach Ashkenaz also. Afilu hatfila shemina safav lechutz. But Reilam, I know I didn't even have a good Shemona Esrei. I don't even think I've had Kavana since I got to Shema Choleinu. And now I'm telling you to listen to all of this. But Reilam, listen to my mouth. I said it at least. I'm in shul. There are a lot of people who are not in shul. I go to Minyan. I always wonder myself, like sometimes I try to get a minion so hard, right? And then when I get there, I space out. It's like take me 3 hours to do this whole minion thing. Then I get there, I'm like, Yankees, Mets. I'm like, what? But that's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. You want Hashem to listen to that? You say, yeah. Hashem, don't listen to that. Listen to the fact that I went crazy for 3 hours to get here. Yeah, I spaced out. But listen to my call. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm here. And he says, "Kemosha kosev shoymeya tefilas adecha kol basar yavo." Hashem listens to tefillah and every basar, which means every flesh, will come. But he says, no, basar doesn't mean flesh. It means every slab of meat will come. What is a slab of meat? Kemitzad shu shomeya kol tefillah. Gambuli kavana. Hashem listens to slabs of meat who don't have any depth to what they're saying. Edav ko basar yavo osam shem krovim lachomer, people who act like meat. Vehe mechunim lebasar yavo edav tfilasam. Barilim, you listen to them too. You listen to every reject. You listen to every space out. You listen to every space cadet. You listen to me. You care about me. And then the Mabit takes it another level. And he says, sometimes I ask for things that are basar dik. Where's the beef? And I don't have the proper perspective. Don't just listen to me when I have grandiose plans about davening to finish Shas and become such a kadosh person and never speak Lashon Hara and help old ladies with their groceries and all these wonderful things. But listen, or that Hashem should open my mind. I should understand Reb Kivager's. Sometimes I'm not there. And sometimes I can't connect that way. Sometimes I'm stuck in the mud and I have problems. And I'm just asking you to give me this thing. I know it's superficial. I know I should be embarrassed. But that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Bayre Olam, listen to me there too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. In our total state of being lost, we're so close to Bayre Olam that he listens over there too. Why? Why does Bayre Olam listen like that? Ki kel shomea tefilos v'sachanunim ata. Bayre Olam is a kel. He's a bal chesed. He shomea tefilos v'sachanunim. Kiata, but the double key. Why does he do that? Yata shomea tfilas amcha Yisrael barachman. Because he loves Klal Yisrael. We're amcha Yisrael. The hesber in this whole bracha is two words. Amcha Yisrael. We are Bere Olam's kinderlach. We are his nation. And since we have a problem, he cares about us. Amcha Yisrael. Ki ata shomea tfilas amcha Yisrael barachman. And Bere Olam won't ever let us leave empty-handed. We continue, we say, Milfanecha Malkeinu, Reka Mal Tishivenu. Milfanecha Malkeinu, Reka Mal Tishivenu. What does this mean? Hashem, don't leave us empty-handed. So the truth is, the Rebar Yochar says that Hashem, give us something so we can come back not empty-handed. And he says that's why the Yugmil Midas or Enam Chosrus Rekam, at least something should happen for my davening. And I was thinking about this, and it's Emes Lamito, the Rebar Yochar says it. But I would like to suggest something a little bit happier than just coming out with a little something. I would like to suggest that we're asking for everything. Everything. Borei Olam, don't let one thing go. Where's my raya? My raya is from the Haftorah that we say on a tainus. My word should not leave empty. Hashem's word should not go empty. So I would say, if it's not empty, so then just a little of it should happen, right? Because it says, "Lo yoshuve l'arekam." No, ki masos asher chafatzti v'itzliach asher shilachti. Until I do everything that I planned, it says in this pasuk, and I looked, I checked where rekam is used. In all places in Tanakh, before I said this Vart, and there's a dual meaning to Rekam. Sometimes Rekam means, don't leave me empty-handed, and sometimes it means, don't leave anything empty! I asked for so much in this Monasrei Borei Olam. I asked for Das. I asked for Tshuva. I asked for you to get rid of my enemies. I asked you for Parnassa. I asked you for Gesund. Have in mind all of these things. Rekam al Tishiveni! Rekam al Tishiveni. Don't let any of these go for naught. All of them are important to me. And you care about me. Connect me with all of these things. I want to be a Gilui that you listen. I want to be such a Gilui that it's clear that every part of my Shemona Esrei was answered. I am the Purim story. I am somebody that when I ask for something, I get it. And the reason is because you are my Tati. You are the head of our nation. There's a Keli in Yisrael. In the word Yisrael, which is my name, is that you are a Baal Chesed and you're not Azavtani. You don't leave me alone. You don't leave me alone. And I don't know how much we can do of this. I was debating how much sometimes there's Nichnas Yayin Yatzis Sod. I don't think I'm going to say a mashahu of the thing, my machshavas right now. But I'll say a little bit, lechvod Purim. You guys could go to the mikvah before I say this. There's so much to say, and I'm going to really be metzamse. But there's a remez to Purim in this idea of not being milfanecha malkeinu reka mal tishivenu. The word reik, which means empty, right? The ultimate emptiness is to have nothing. You know what the ultimate fulfillment is? Is Shai Olamos. Every Yid is going to have in Olam Haba, like the Mishnah says, 310 Olamos. The gematria of Reik, the gematria of empty, is 310. You either are totally filled, you have Shai Olamos, a life of total fulfillment. And that's what we're davening for. Even our Gashmias is to get all the Shai Olamos. Or you end up the opposite. Rake. Every one of the 310 is empty. Totally empty. Totally empty. And when you have all these Shai Olamos, you know what you have? You have Yakar. The word rake can also be the word Yakar, which is covered. La'ihudim haisa oira v'simcha v'sasam v'yikar. The climax of the Purim story is that we got all the 310. We're mole v'gadosh, we're totally filled. Everything that was empty in our life turned into kavod amiti, yakar, yakrus. And Amalek wants to take this, yakar, and he wants to call it keri. Haman's whole goal was to take the yakar in La'ihudim ha'isa ere v'simcha v'sasim yikar and make it into the word rake, empty, and make it into the word keri, which is random. Yakar is majesty. Nothing that's random is majestic. It's just random. There's no beautiful flow. There's no movement. When we have the yakar, when we have the crown, Mordechai went with the crown, and he was wearing a crown. Crown is gematria. I don't believe I'm doing this now. Yakar times two. When you take Mordechai's yakar, and you take Esther's yakar, like the Torah Chaim says, that every person has himself and his eishes chayil. You take the two yakars, you get keser, which is a crown, which is a gilui that there's a life above my head. I'm living for something so much bigger. I'm attached. There are antennas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael is connected to Keli. Yisrael is connected to Keli. And Haman wanted to make our lives empty and random. And in this bracha, we're saying, Bayre Eilam, Reikam Al Tishivenu. The more milui, the more fulfillment of this reikus, the more yakar, the more shy that we have, the more that it's clear that our life is not random, that we will never say on any aspect of our lives, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. There'll be a gilui that even in the thickness of this generation, which is perhaps the worst situation since Purim, the door of Ikvas Ad Mashiach, where the entire world has become robots at best and a cesspool at worst. The entire world, there are people who are learning Torah who are at the same time in a cesspool. The Tzuras Yehudi is dwindling. And we might wonder how this is going to end. We might wonder what's going to be. We're holding in the Ayelas HaShachar. We're holding in the next Purim story, Rabosai. This is our Yontif. This is a Yontif of people who are totally lost. And if you're having trouble with dealing with this, just drink. It helps. Have 5, 10, 12 little teeny Dixie cups of wine or grape juice. To be careful, I don't want them to sue me on the internet. Rabosai, this is our Yontif. And when you realize this is, we're going to break out of this Cheshech. Comes Purim, we break out. And the only way to break out of it is to say, I'm on the team of Ruchnius. I'm on the team of not randomness. Whoa, that's so random, man. It's so cool, right? I'm not random. I'm not empty. I'm a yokar. I'm a ben Torah. I wear a crown on my head because I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of us should be zoicha to this connection with Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem shomei atvila. Hashem really cares and he really listens, and we should all be zoicha to kol mishalos libeinu l'tov.